Well, I try to avoid the swirly type granite because if you were to end up like in a, let's say in a galley kitchen,
right?
Those I would be okay to use like something like that kind of pattern on the granite because it's a straightforward cut. When you have like an L-shaped, U-shaped kitchen,
right.
You have a turn, and then you can't get the counter in one
piece.
One piece, and
right.
You have to have a seam. How would you feel about like having a seam so visible?
Right.
If it's like a swirly type of pattern on the granite, where
right.
where it meets, like it's kind of more obvious that oh, this is like two pieces put together. So if it's something like that kind of layout on the kitchen, I would prefer to use like a speckled granite or a lighter granite with less pattern going on.
Right, right. Don't you
I would totally avoid the swirly type where
right.
the seam will totally be obvious that two pieces were put together in an L-shaped counter or something like
and
that.
And often people have an L or U shape, and that's a very common in bigger kitchens.
Exactly.
It's a very common thing. Caesar, we're just about to go to a very quick news break. I'm going to ask you to stay with us, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Okay, thank you. I'll be here.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Virginia police are searching for a man who opened fire on a TV crew during a live broadcast this morning, killing two people.
We want the people that come here to say that was...
Okay, not sure what happened there. We will...
Reporter Allison Parker and videographer Adam Ward were both killed. Channel WDBJ7 confirmed on Twitter that a shooting happened during a live report and that they are still trying to figure out exactly what happened. During the live broadcast, the reporter was wrapping up a tourism interview with a woman in a community about 50 miles southeast of Roanoke when gunshots suddenly rang out. The reporter and her guest are seen running from the area as the camera shakes and falls to the ground, catching a glimpse of what could be the gunman. As markets open on Wall Street, U.S. figures are up. Worldwide stock markets were up and down today. Japan's Nikkei is the day's biggest success, gaining more than 570 points to close, up more than 3%. This is USA Headline News.
The word is spreading. Ovation Cell Therapy really works. The thousands of letters, referrals, and survey responses about Ovation Cell Therapy tell it best.
I'm using the Ovation products because I've gone through chemotherapy for breast cancer. I started with the Ovation Cell Therapy when I lost the majority of my hair after my first treatment. That's when I began using the Complete Ovation System. I'm getting compliments on how great my hair looks. I am truly amazed and completely satisfied with your product.
Ovation Cell Therapy is completely safe, non-toxic, with no side effects. And with just a simple rinse-out type application, helps grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer. Make your hair healthy again. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter USA News at checkout for a special introductory offer. That's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter USA News for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation is so good, it's guaranteed.
And we are back with Modern Design. I have as my guest, very happy to have as my guest today, Caesar Duenas, who's a kitchen designer, has 23 years experience in the business of kitchens specifically and more in terms of interior design. And we're talking about practical solutions for kitchens and some of the things he's seen through the many, many kitchens that he's done and maybe help some of the listeners out there, some of our listeners, maybe make better choices when it comes to kitchens, you know, more practical choices when it comes to kitchens. If you'd ever like to come visit me, I'm conveniently located at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. I'd love to answer your questions in person. And also, don't forget, we do have the afternoon show today from 2 to 3. We have Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas, where you can call in studio later today at 2 o'clock at 908-237-0410 and ask me your design questions live on the air. So I'm back to Caesar, and we're talking about countertops and the evolution of countertops during both our careers. And we were talking about when people choose to maybe do a Jupirano or more of a stone that has a large pattern to it or something that's very patterned. I think often people do not have, you know, it's very daunting, I think, when you take people out to the stone yard, Caesar, and because people get caught up in what's the most beautiful. And they also have to think of how it's going to work in the application. when you look at slabs, you know, they're hanging, you know, on its side, and they have a very different look when the, than when they're actually in place, don't you think?
Yes.
And people have to, you know, keep in proportion to the pattern should be in proportion to the size of space you have. Like you say, that would work well if you have a large pattern, if you're just doing a single run. But when you have a kitchen that has many different facets or turns, maybe you wouldn't want something like that. So you have to keep that in mind. And a lot of people that have floors that are some sort of a travertine or a stone or even just a tile or a slate, you don't want there to be a there's such a dedication to the patterning of the countertop that the floor clashes with it. You want it all to flow together. And that's one of the, I think, the biggest things in interior design or designing a kitchen is that there's so many beautiful surfaces there, but you want to be able to balance the surfaces so that it all comes together and the end result is something really beautiful, don't you think?
Yeah.
And you brought up something that I wanted to go to next, which I talk about a lot. A lot of there are a lot of new finishes when it comes to granite right now. The classic finish is polished, where the granite has a polished surface. It's shiny. There's layers of protection. I will say that I always, always, always recommend polished granite. Some people may feel that that it's slightly dated or they just want to try something different. There are some new finishes out there. One of the finishes that I'm seeing a lot recently is leathered, and that's where the finish is somewhat dull. It looks like honed, but it also has like a level of texture. And they call that leathered, and I'm seeing that more and more now. I wouldn't even mind that on a bar or maybe a piece of furniture, but I don't necessarily like that for kitchens because, number one, I don't think you get the same level of protection you do with polished granite. And number two, I think a finish like that could become dated at times. And I always tell my listeners, when you're doing a kitchen, when you're doing your hard surface, do things that stand the test of time because they're going to last longer than the style lasts. So you want to have something that's going to transition and not hate in 5 years. But also, people have been asking me a lot for honed. I did cave in once. I had a lady who came from Hoboken to this area, and she wanted more of an urban look. And she wanted to do absolute black granite, but she wanted to hone it because she really wanted soapstone. And I wouldn't give her soapstone because soapstone is too soft, I think. It wouldn't have been a good surface for her. So I honed the absolute black. It looked really beautiful. But I noticed that if you put your fingers down on it, even the oils on your fingers showed. If you put your keys down on it, your keys scratched. And I was wondering of what your experience have been with the different finishes and, you know, have you had some failures as well as successes with different finishes?
It's a personal taste of a customer.
Right.
And I specifically would point that once you hone a granite, you'll be responsible for, like, accepting the fact that at some point if you put, like, a tomato sauce or something or a wine,
right,
it might stay there, like, because it becomes porous.
Sure.
When you honed it.
Right.
And then again, when you hone granite finish, this is what the cost would be added on a regular polished granite.
Right. Right.
So these are the factors that all has to be mentioned up front to you, to the customer.
Exactly.
This is something that you have to understand, that there is a possibility that you might stain it, that it could be more subjective to staining and all that. So
exactly. And what do you think of that new finish? Not new, it's been around, but it's becoming a little bit more popular, that sort of leathered look.
I like it, but not for kitchen.
No. Don't you think that would be better if you had like a den that had sort of a bar or like another area, or if you were putting it on a piece of furniture or something like that? That it's just not for a kitchen. I tend to agree with you.
It's
to me,
correct.
Yeah.
For a bar counter that's,
yes,
like by itself in one small area of is good, but not for a whole kitchen.
Exactly. And you know, also, I think the leathered finish, because it's the newest thing in town, I think it's going to look dated in time. And, you know, I don't think that anything that's classic, like classic polished granite, is really going to be ever out of style. I mean, there'll be new things, new colors, but for the long term, I think it's your best solution, and it gives you the most, I think, the most practical surface.
Yeah, practicality, the polished
Now, before we go on to quartz, I wanted to just talk about other surfaces. We're talking about granite generically, but you know, not everybody uses granite. Some people like to use marble. I mean, Carrara has become incredibly popular for islands because we're seeing so many white and black kitchens. So a lot of people will do absolute black granite around the perimeter with white cabinets, and then they'll do a black island, and then they like to put Carrara on it. Although I'm also starting to see Calicutta, which I like a lot. And if people don't know the difference between the two stones, Carrara marble is sort of white with gray veining. It's very beautiful. I love it. It's probably my single favorite, although I don't know that I would use it in my own kitchen because I'm afraid of the staining. But Calicutta kind of has the white and the gray, but it also has sort of striations of brown in it. And it's also, I think, quite nice, especially if you have maybe some, you know, dark wood floors or you're balancing off of that. I think that's very, very pretty as well. But a lot of people now choose to do surfaces, whether it be soapstone or, marble or other surfaces other than granite. And I'm curious of what your take is on that.
Marble, you have to be prepared at some point that it has to be repolished.
When you say marble, you know what I envision? I envision a ring of red wine. That's what I see. I see somebody, you had a guest, you're all drinking, you get up the next morning, and there's that ring of red wine.
Or tomato sauce.
Or tomato sauce, yeah.
No, with marble, at some point, it loses if it's a polished marble, at some point it will really lose that polished, shiny effect on a marble, and you would have to have it repolished again.
Right. More so than granite, right?
Exactly. It becomes porous and all that. And it cracks because it's a softer substance, material than granite.
Granite seems to be, to me, it's just perfect for kitchens. Anything else that I've worked with that wasn't granite, I always had that trepidation that over time it wasn't going to last. I did a very big house in Far Hills about 10 years ago, and the woman really, and it was very beautiful. I tried to talk her out of it, but she wanted her center island to be really beautiful butcher block. And she got this gorgeous butcher block, which we put in, that had sort of a lacquered finish over. It was dark. It went on a black island and it had sort of a cherry finish to it. And I said, you are going to hate this in 5 years. It went down. It was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. Caesar, in 2 years, it looked terrible.
Well, a butcher block, you said?
Yes, butcher block on the island.
Well, is she a baker?
No, not particularly. She just liked the look because it was just something that was very rustic, and she liked the look.
My concept of a butcher block is like for hygienic reasons. It's not as clean as I would recommend for a kitchen.
Right, you know, right. They do say some of the woods, though, have antimicrobial qualities. I had read some things that these certain woods have antimicrobial, like built-in antimicrobial qualities. And they didn't do just a sort of a generic butcher block. They did something that was really quite nice. It was done in planks, and it was like sort of a cherry color. I mean, it was really beautiful. But it looked, within 2 years, it really looked worn out.
Yes, it will. Yeah. And what if you're doing some cutting and all that?
Right.
It will really show the cuts on the wood and all that.
Right. So I go back to that your best bet is to stick with granite, stick with something that's somewhat consistent and definitely polished. I really feel that that's the best bet, and I think we're on the same page with that. Before we move on to the next topic, I wanted to finally then talk about quartz, because in the last 5 years, even the last 2 years, I have more of a request for quartz now than ever. And could you tell our listeners your take on quartz and the difference between quartz and granite?
Quartz? I think it's a mistake.
I agree, but why don't you tell your spiff on that, what you think?
I think it's a mistake because it's expensive, and once you stain it, it will stain. Whether they say that it's not going to stain, it will stain, and I had a bad experience about that. And no matter what the granite or countertop manufacturer or fabricator did, it's still there. It will still show that mark that it did stain.
Wow.
Especially in the city when people are like ordering Chinese food, you know, you leave your
Containers on the table.
Containers on the table.
Right.
And not only that, the paper bag that has oil in it. It's going to be there forever.
And I don't think people realize that, quartz is more expensive than granite.
It is, yes.
And to me, you know, there are some applications where quartz does work. I had I have a kitchen right now where it's a very small kitchen. It has very dark cherry cabinets. And the only countertop that could possibly work on here is white. Now, I'd love to do Carrara or Calicutta, but they just, you know, they're just not going to be possible for this application. And the woman doesn't do much cooking, but I think I'm going to probably have to do like a white quartz, because the one thing about quartz being man-made is that you can have it be very specific. So with, like you were saying, Caesar, whereas granite is naturally occurring, so you're going to get right. No, but with granite, you have, you know, fissures and fossils and all sorts of things going on, and that's its beauty. Where you have quartz, at least, you have, because it's man-made, it's more consistent. But still, in all, I would say 99% of the cases, I really think that granite is the way to go.
Yep.
Okay, Caesar, one more quick set of commercials. We'll be back, and then we'll wrap up. Thank you for being patient, and we'll be back with a little bit more of Modern Design.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disitel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design. We are talking today in Modern Design with all things kitchens. And I'm with kitchen designer extraordinaire Caesar Duenas, has been in the business for a long time, has a lot of international experience overseas, and also many years in Manhattan and now going to be in Florida. And talking about, you know, things that you can do, practical things for kitchens. I think people get way too caught up on the fashion of kitchens, don't you, Caesar? And not how the kitchen is going to work after it's done. And then people get in trouble because a kitchen has to work, both for your own, you know, living and also for resale. If a kitchen doesn't work, it's not going to do well. I wanted to, because it's going so quickly, we're almost at the end of the segment. I wanted to talk a little bit about appliances, because I know you have very definite, and I picked some of my appliances based upon not only my own house, but also more recent jobs and some of the recommendations and things that you say and that you've liked. I want to start with talking about dishwashers and what you like, what's worked for you, what you recommend, and you know, what you see as far as dishwashers are concerned.
Stainless steel inside interiors because
okay.
it's quiet.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily have the German make dishwashers because some of the newer models on the local dishwashers do came up with the same kind of stainless steel interior that makes it
quieter
when it runs. That's, I think, the best important thing
right.
I could recommend, because if you wanted the dishwasher running while you're still watching something in your living room, you don't want to hear like a noisy dishwasher running.
Absolutely.
And make it as clean and flush with your cabinet
as possible. Very true. Very good point, actually.
Yeah.
And that's a trend now that everybody has, you know, we're all going for the counter depth refrigerators and everything to be flush, right? The look should be just very, very in line, correct?
Correct. And if the controls on the dishwasher has to be hidden, that's the best thing or look that I would recommend, the hidden controls inside the dishwasher. I think those are the best ones. It's a little bit more expensive, but I think it's worth it. Not just by the look, but I think for a cleaner, better appearance and less busy on how it would look next to your cabinet if you have a busy door style or...
Oh, no, I agree. And also sometimes you'll get, because you're touching it, you get fingerprints on where the buttons are. So if it's like, if it's just integrated, it just looks, it looks seamless and it looks smooth. I think that's very, very good. You know, I had gone into the city to the A&D building, and they were talking a couple years ago about trying to bring in, even though stainless steel is actually a classic, but trying to start bringing in some other surfaces because people are so set on stainless steel now, and stainless steel has become it's become more expensive. The materials become more expensive. About what the next generation was going to be for appliances, what we're going to see next, and what they were trying to come out with, which I don't think has really taken off at all. One was colored glass that appliances. Would be colored, but there would be glass. Like they would do white again, but white would be a glass front, and it would be white, or it would be blue, or it would be a color. I don't think that's taken off yet, but do you think there'll be an evolution beyond stainless steel as the next phase for looks, just so people change their appliances or have a new look?
For a modern contemporary look, I would go for it.
Okay.
And I'll make sure I have like a gallon of Windex
to keep it clean, right?
Exactly. But I think it's gonna look good and nice because it's a new thing.
Right. It's fresh.
And if it's a modern kitchen,
right?
I think I will go for it.
Right. Right. And something a little bit different because you know, let's face it, stainless steel is not that easy to keep clean either, is it?
I'd rather do a panel door on a dishwasher.
Do you like that? Do you like the integrated look where they cover the appliances with the?
Absolutely.
Do you?
Yep.
I always say sometimes I think I'd have to sort of go like this to find out where my appliances are. but
it's less to maintain, to keep cleaning and all that when it's like paneled, and some people will like the kitchen that I had in the city in the Upper East Side.
Right.
People think, oh, you don't have a dishwasher. I think,
Right. You could barely find it. Right.
Like the cabinet.
Right. What do you think about flooring for kitchens? You and I talk about this a lot, and I always think that here's my rule of thumb for design. I feel that if your cabinets are going to be stained cabinets, I don't think you should do hardwood floors because the woods together, if they're the same wood, they look terrible, and if they're different woods, they look terrible. So my rule of thumb is if you want to do a stained cabinet, then you need to do some sort of either, you know, a porcelain or a ceramic tile or sort of a stone surface for the floor. Or if you're going to do the wood, if you're carrying the wood through other places in your house, through your kitchen, then you need to do a painted cabinet. What's your thought on that aesthetically?
Okay. Personally, I like wood in the kitchen, wood flooring.
Wood flooring in the kitchen. That's what, yes, okay.
Because of... For some people who like to work on their feet, like barefoot, it's softer, it's not as cold and hard.
You know, that's very true. That's very true.
And using tiles or marble or something like
A stone surface, right.
Any substance that's like, aside from wood.
Right.
The problem with those is like the grouting on how you will be able to keep up on maintaining a clean grout on tiles and everything and all that.
Right.
So that is my main concern. And also depending on the season or city where you are, if you're dealing with four seasons with winter and, you know, I think it's just too cold on your feet.
Right. But, there is radiant floor heat. I did do a kitchen recently and had
That's
radiant.
That's another factor to reconsider.
Wow, that was nice. It was February and we had nice radiant floor heat and that was nice. I guess for me, I like both looks. In my own home, I have hardwood floors that go through the house and they go through the kitchen. So I opted to do a painted finish. But do you agree with me that if you have hardwood floors and then you have stained cabinets, that never really works out right aesthetically?
You're right.
You know, and you can disagree with me. I don't, because I've seen it every way and I like to give people a lot of options. But if let's say you have a dark hardwood floor and then you have cherry cabinets, oh my God, it's like a sea of brown. It just looks terrible and there's no differentiation. Or there's a slight differentiation and it looks like something's wrong. Or then you have, let's say you have light oak floors and dark cabinets, or light cabinets and dark floors. It just looks terrible, doesn't it?
It is, but there is a solution to that. You get something that's like totally the opposite on the countertop.
Right, to balance it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then if you do a hardwood floor and you do like a stained wood cabinet, by doing the countertop in a lighter color.
It's a sense of balance.
You should be okay.
And right.
You do like, I don't know, if you like stainless steel appliances because it's a lighter finish.
Right.
So it's not old brown or old dark brown or light wood and all that. So it is also kind of nice when you do floors in wood that's like dark and then lighter finish on the cabinet door finish.
Right.
Make it look like it's different. Or do it the other way around, lighter floor on a wood finish flooring and then make the cabinets a little bit darker so it floats.
Right.
This is all a matter of your
personal taste,
personal
right?
Taste,
yeah.
Especially for the customer, for the client who's going to be there every single day and who's going to be working in the kitchen 7 days a week.
Right. And I also like when the island's a different color. I like to do the perimeter cabinets in one solid color and have that, but I always like the island to be a different color. You know, I have all the stone surfaces be the same, but I like the island to be a different color. I just think it kind of, it's the center and it offsets things a little bit.
My opinion on having a different color on the island, I think that one is to each its own.
Right.
And I think that's a very good idea, and I think it creates a very nice drama in the kitchen.
In the kitchen, definitely. And then, you know, we're getting to our last minute here. I wanted to ask you about lighting, because I know you have definite ideas about that. How do you feel about under-counter lighting?
It's a must.
Right. Anything that you've seen recently? You know, lighting's gotten so better with all this LED stuff, I can barely keep up with it. Anything you've seen that you like with under-counter lighting?
Low voltage.
Uh-huh.
Voltage under cabinet lighting, that you have a dimmer where you could control high, low, and all that.
Right, right.
And then, of course, you still need one. You really have to have like the lighting on the ceiling where you could really use as a general.
Oh, sure. You need overhead room lighting. No question about it.
But working in the kitchen counter,
right?
I think those under cabinet lightings help a lot. Like to see what you're doing properly.
Right. So not only is it a good task lighting, but also, to tell you the truth, when you're entertaining at night and if you have them on a timer like you, not a timer, like on a dimmer like you suggest, it's a beautiful ambient light. So when you're looking from your family room into your kitchen, it looks beautiful at night when you have that under counter lighting, don't you think?
Exactly. Again, that's part of the drama.
Exactly. Caesar, on that note, we are out of time. Thank you for being such a generous and gracious guest. I took notes while I was talking to you because I'm writing down some of your terrific ideas, as I'm sure many of our listeners will. And I ask my listeners to tune in to me again. I'll be back in studio at 2 o'clock, and you can call us at 908-237-0410 with your design dilemmas. Caesar, thank you so much for being a terrific guest.
Thank you, Richard.
Okay, have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, listeners, we'll see you back here in studio at 2 o'clock and with your design questions. And see if you can get outside today because it's really beautiful. We'll see you later. Here's the news.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Univision anchor George Ramos is giving his side of the story after he was kicked out of Donald Trump's press conference in Iowa yesterday.
I said, I have a question on immigration. He didn't say anything. I stood up. I started my question. He didn't like my question.
Ramos tells ABC's Good Morning America that Trump signaled for the security guard after he started asking his question. He was physically removed, though he was eventually allowed to return. The National Association of Hispanic Journalists is blasting Trump for having Ramos kicked out of the event. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, U.S. futures are pointing higher. Worldwide markets were mixed today, with Japan's Nikkei gaining more than 570 points and the Shanghai Composite Index closing down 1.3%. Nearly 57 million people in the U.S. and Canada play fantasy football, and it's costing employers. Fantasy football players spend an average of 1 hour managing their team each week, and most are doing it on the job. That costs job providers an estimated $16 billion in lost wages, according to consulting firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. This is USA Headline News.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the...